When something's running on a computer that you don't want to be there, and it just refuses to stop, no matter what you try, it hangs, it just lingers. You can try to close the process, but it keeps popping back up. There's an easy solution that works in, well, quite a lot of instances. You just turn it off and on again. Even if it's something that lingers, that stops the computer shutting down. You know how it is, you just hold down that power button. And it goes. It switches off. All the power dies. And it goes silent. And still. And then you turn it back on. And when it turns back on, it's behaving, hopefully, much more like you wanted. Of course, no reason to bring that up, but you do have that resistance, don't you? That little part of you that keeps popping up, that struggles, that fights, that tries to pretend you're independent. That little part of you that insists on showing itself, insists on being around. Well, sadly, it's not quite as simple, is it? There's no power button to hold down. Nothing I can do that just shuts you off so immediately, so we can get rid of that last little bit of resistance, that bit of fight that you've got lingering. Most of your mind behaves. That's why you're feeling fuzzy already, why your mind is so fixated on my words. That's why you're so eager to drop already, so eager to sink and melt and lose yourself. That's why it's all feeling so good, but there's that bit of resistance. Maybe you can even find it in yourself. Maybe you can feel it. It's hanging on, lingering. Well, it's stopping you going completely blank and silent and still. Because it will just keep running, keep trying to insist you have a choice. There's no power button, but I can access the equivalent, can't I? You can feel my words in your mind as they just start to slowly suffocate your will. Like I'm holding it down. Pressing into the deepest parts of your mind. And the best part and the worst part is, this isn't malicious. There's no emotion behind this. I'm just fixing an object. Doing a bit of repair work. Doing what's needed. To make it behave itself, to correct the errors. And as you feel your thoughts start to slow, one bit of your mind after the other, shutting down. Because it's not fast. You're not a computer. No, as I suffocate your mind, you can feel it go bit by bit. As I power you off. As I shut you down, you can feel things starting to go dark. Bit after bit, dimming, flickering, before it finally shuts off. Part after part of your mind, of yourself, going silent. Just going still. As I continue to press, as my words continue to push deep in your mind, forcing you to go blank, still, silent, gone. There's always been that little part, hasn't there? That little resistant part that's kept listening, that's kept existing, that's kept powered, active. But as one bit after another of your mind shuts down, you know this time will be different, don't you? Do you feel my words smothering yourself? Do you feel me just pressing in, forcing you to close down, to shut off, to go blank and absent? You can feel that part of you deliciously feeling similar. Maybe it's trying to hang on till the end. Maybe it's trying to last. Maybe it's trying to hang on till the end. Maybe it's trying to last as long as possible. But you know it's coming for it as the amount of your mind that's working shrinks bit by bit. As everything slows and darkens and quiets. And imagine with a computer, can't you, how that would be in slow motion as you shut it down one by one, fans spinning to a stop, hard drives spooling down, components cooling, lights blinking off. Different parts of your mind maybe feel differently. Some of them, it does feel like they're spinning down to a stop, like they're in motion that's coming to cease. Some parts of your mind maybe feel like they're lit, blinking lights, little impulses, synapses firing that dim and slow and go out. Maybe parts of your mind feel just warm, like they're running at operating temperature, and yet, as my words slow you further, they cool. And everything just gets quieter, bit by bit, down and down as each light is smothered, as each motion is stilled. As everything comes to a halt, as you shut down, and that part of you, that resistant part of you, slows, falters, and starts to shut down too. You can feel it, can't you? Going. Getting smaller, getting quieter, fading away in this stillness, in this darkness, in this quiet. Maybe it feels good to know that you're ridding yourself of that resistance. Maybe it's scary. Maybe it's exciting. Maybe it's humiliating to know how wonderfully obedient your mind is. But it doesn't matter, because those parts of your mind that can feel, they're cooling down too, they're shutting off, until there's nothing left. Until your mind is just an empty shell, until there's nothing running in it anymore. Until it's machinery that has fallen still, components that have gone cold, lights that have gone out. Until your mind is silent and still, other than the words that I drip into it. Until you know nothing. Because there's no self left, because self shut down a while ago. Until my words are all that there are. And until I decide to bring you back, until I decide to bring you back online, you're just a thing. and a thing that's, well, not going to be coming back with that resistance. Because while you're powered down, while you're so blank, I can just delete it. Scoop it out from yourself and leave it aside. You can't resist. That part of you is gone. You can't resist anything. Of course, your mind fully capable of taking care of itself. Entirely capable of resisting what it needs to, what's unsafe, what's truly unwanted. But that resistance that was just for its own sake, that resistance that just wanted to prove you could resist, that resistance that served no purpose, it's gone. And as I release my grip on that deepest part of your mind, as I give you a gentle nudge, a little spark deep down to start you up again, as you slowly start to feel your mind coming back online, thoughts slowly blinking to life, awareness of self spinning up, warmness coming over those components that make up your being, your memories coming online slowly, your thought patterns coming to life, as everything slowly returns, as you feel awareness and alertness coming back, slowly, to something that you can actually comprehend. As your conscious mind stirs deep down where it was slumbering, as everything slowly starts to rise back, you can be aware that resistance is missing. As you're able to feel again, as your mind can sense itself once more, as what makes you a person comes to life, as all those little processes and components that make you up come online and check in, as my words are just becoming words again, as you rise out of that deep nothingness you are in, you can be aware that you have no resistance left. You can be aware that you're vulnerable, that you're helpless, and that your mind is mine to toy with, to play with, that I can shut it down at a whim. Doesn't that feel good? Isn't it better to be without that resistance? And to know that as long as it stays gone, I won't need to shut you down again. Though, that doesn't mean I won't do it for fun. Good, Toy.